who you're buying gifts for this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And it's basically everyone from the mailman to the paper boy to teachers at school. And so we thought we'd go right to the source to talk to a former teacher who's now principal of an elementary school in Framingham. Dr. Frank Rothwell, the Brophy Elementary School, joins us this morning to talk about do's and don'ts for the teachers. You were a teacher for years, right?
Years. I started teaching in 1992. I was a high school teacher and then made my way into administration in high school, and now I'm a principal in an elementary school. So and good morning, by the way.
Good morning. So you got some gifts over the years, I'm sure.
Yeah, gifting teachers, I, you know, in the high school we used to get a few gifts, but when I went to elementary, it's kind of a big thing. A lot of a lot of gifts come through the threshold of an elementary school door for teachers, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, a lot of candles, a lot of mugs.
Oh, geez. Dude, you just hit it. You yeah. hit on the two no's.
Don't see, I told you that. I knew it.
I knew yes. it.
I have drawers full of candles. Mm-hmm. You know, any teacher that's been teaching for about 5 years has drawers full of candles and drawers full of mugs with inspirational quotes, you know.
Oh, yes.
Be the light that's going to, you know, guide the youth yeah. of tomorrow. They're very nice. The thought is nice. But I literally have two full drawers full of mugs with inspirational quotes. So,
Dr. Frank, tell us the truth. What you really want is cash.
Close. Teachers work really, really hard, and they like to fill those mugs with coffee. So I think okay. nothing beats a gift card to, like, a Starbucks or a Dunkin's.
Mm-hmm.
Most teachers are more Dunkin' blue-collar type folks, yeah. but, you know, if you really want to jazz it up for them, a Starbucks gift card is a nice touch.
Yeah.
I want to ask about cash, though, because it seems, part of that seems a little unseemly, though you know, teachers could use it because you're always buying supplies and things like that for kids in many cases. Are there rules about giving teachers cash?
There absolutely is. Teachers have to sign off on ethics. You know, it's through the state. I think they do it locally, but it's the state mandates it. No teacher, no public servant can accept a gift over $50.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I've been at this gig for over a quarter of a century, and only one time has someone tried to give me a gift over $50.
Yeah, so it's not really something that comes up a whole lot.
And it was awkward to try to go back and explain that I couldn't accept it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was when I was in a grade office at the high school, mm-hmm. and the woman asked, well, can I give, it was a $100 gift card, can I give you 50 and the secretary 50? And I said, that would solve all of our problems.
Everybody goes home happy.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
What about a nice note from either the child or the parent talking about, you know, what a difference you've made or something like that? Does that go a long way, too?
So similar to me having a drawer full of mugs with inspirational quotes, the handwritten notes, like a nice handwritten note, I have a shoebox full of those, and when the going gets tough at work, it, once or twice a year, I'll pull that out, and I'll read through those, and they conjure up really positive and good memories. So nothing beats a
That's
handwritten
nice.
Note. If you have the time to do that,
mm-hmm.
You want to throw in a $5 Dunkin' gift card in there. I mean, that is just the perfect gift for
yes,
any teacher.
Always. That's yeah. what I do. My sister-in-law is a teacher, too, and she also told me, no candy. I don't want any more chocolate. I get so many boxes of chocolate and candies in the little, like, Saran wrap bags. Is that true, too, or do you not mind the food?
So that it's funny that you bring that up. The like, sweets and homemade baked goods. Again, it's the thought. Like I'm trying to have a little fun with you guys. The thought matters. Anything you give a teacher, they're going to be appreciative.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that seems to be the method of communicating any possible emotion with teachers. It's with sugary and carby food. So the teacher's room, someone graduated, someone passed away, someone went on vacation,
it's
someone returned
snacks.
From vacation,
mm-hmm.
holidays, birthdays. The teacher's room is always full of that stuff, and as much as we appreciate it, our bodies don't really, like, you know.
Yeah,
it's hard.
I hear you.
The stress of the day, you go in there, it's like, oh, look, you know, brownies and
stress-eating donuts and brownies that somebody
yeah.
dropped
We
out.
Can kind of relate to that.
Yeah, no, the banana bread
totally.
Is right over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it the same in your business?
Yeah, well, food, I think, is universally
Well, the lounge, that famous, yes. It's like the teacher's table. My mom always used to say, oh, you never know what's going to come on that teacher's table in the teacher's room.
It does bring everyone together. But yeah, you just, if it's there, there it is. You're going to eat it. Mm-hmm. So,
Can I tell you my best gift?
Yes.
This recently immigrated family, the family that immigrated to Framingham in the United States, the last 3 years, they've given me some cologne, like not a name brand cologne. And the little boy presents it to me with his mom, and it's like I said, the thought. So I bring the cologne home, and my son, David knows my son. My son's 8 years old, and when we're going out on a big night out, like to the wet food section for dinner, we'll slap on some of that cologne, and we both feel pretty spiffy when we go out. So every time I do that with my own son, it just reminds me of my relationship with this family. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
You said it well. It's the thought that counts.
Right. So. But no candles.
But no candles. Baked goods or stuffed animals. Dr. Frank Rothwell is principal of the Brophy Elementary School in Framingham. Frank, great to talk to you. Doctor, I should say. Great to talk to you this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season.
Thank you.
You all as well. And thanks for putting a smile on everybody's face every morning.
I appreciate that. Thanks for saying so. Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays.